You're tuned in to 411 Team. 411 Team provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that intersect, confront, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. We're going to tap into the pulse of today's youth this hour to explore the Information Technology Career Academy located at Godby High School. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield, producer of 411 Team. Joining me here at the roundtable, I welcome Coach Chuck Kilburn. He's a teacher and coach at Godby High School. He's into digital design, video editing, and wrestling.
Hi, Dr. Liz. Thank you for having us here. It's a pleasure.
Scotty Pham. Scotty is a junior at Godby High School. His interests are forensic science, video editing, design, soccer, piano.
Hi, Dr. Liz. Thanks for having me here.
I look forward to talking with you. Clayton Barnes. Clayton is a senior at Godby. He's into criminal justice, photo manipulation, and football.
Hello, Dr. Liz. Thanks for having me today.
Dorian English is a junior, softball, criminal justice, and design.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Elton Burgess. Elton is into film and video editing, and he is a senior.
Shout out to class of 2013. How you doing, Dr. Liz?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to talking to all of you. So welcome to 411 Team. The Information Technology Career Academy at Godby High School offers a challenging academic curriculum for students who are interested in various areas of information technology and computers. The program prepares students for continued education and numerous industry certifications while in high school. What I'd like is to just get you all to paint a picture of your program with words so our listening audience has a better feel for just what you are doing. And I'll start with you, Coach, because I know you're over it. So can you just kind of share, give us an overview of the Information Technology Career Program?
Yeah, sure, Will. I'm one of the original members that started off the IT Academy. We started about 6 or 7 years ago. What we realized is some of our students aren't going to go to college. And when I came out of high school in the late 80s, you pretty much were told you had to go to college or you weren't going to get a job. Mm-hmm. I think education has kind of hit a curve and realized that some kids are going to go to college, but some are going to go straight into the workforce and some may go into the military. Mm-hmm. And that these days information technology touches every career that you go into. So we created the academy to give those students industry standard certifications. So if they get those certifications, they could go into the military, they could go into university, or they could go straight into the workforce.
Wow. How many students do you have in the program?
We have between 90 and 120 students right
now. Wow, that's impressive. Now, do they start as freshmen in high school, or how does that work?
They don't necessarily have to start as a freshman. It's an academy, kind of like a magnet school. So you can choose to fill out an application. We have days that you can come and visit the school and tour the school and shadow. And if you get approved through the application process, you can come. Most of our students do start in ninth grade. We prefer them to start in ninth grade so they can go through the whole four-year track, but not necessarily.
Share with us a little bit more about the admission process.
Yeah, we actually have some websites. You can go to our Godby website. And also in a few minutes, I'd like to talk about a launch of our new app for smartphones.
Oh, okay.
For iPhones and Androids.
That's impressive.
So you can get the information from there. But you can come and visit the school and pick up an application. You can download the application off of our website. Mm-hmm. You basically fill out the application, and you can come turn it in to the front office, or you can email it in.
Is there any due date? I'm thinking for individuals who may hear this program, and, you know, you're almost at the end of the school year.
Yeah.
Is there a time frame that they have to do this in?
Yeah, we usually try to do a big publication blitz, so to speak, do middle school visits and put our information out there. We usually try to get the applications in earlier in the year, say January, early February.
Okay.
There is a due date. I couldn't tell you that specific due date offhand right now, but we try to like to get those in as soon as possible.
To our students who are participating today, What was the appeal? What was it that made you want to go into the program? Elton, I'm looking at you, so I'll start with you and just move around the table.
The appeal for me? Well, in middle school, the IT program came to my middle school. It was called CK Steele. Mm-hmm. And what I never really knew where I was going to end up in high school, I was looking at Rickard's IB program. But I never really knew what I really wanted to do in life or anything. But I saw the IT program. The IT program came to my school and showed me all the things like learning about different programs such as Microsoft Word and editing like videos like Photoshop and like Adobe Premiere. Mm-hmm. And just programs like that. And I realized like kids like me, well, a few years older than me, know these programs, and I wanted that opportunity. And that's really why I went to Gabby High School.
Okay. Scotty.
Okay. When I was in middle school at Griffin, the IT from Gabby came, and like they were trying to introduce themselves and seeing what they would do. And during the time, I thought I was a computer whiz because everybody would ask me how to do this, how to do that. But, like, looking at them, they know how to video edit. They know how to design. I don't know any of that stuff. But after coming to Godby, like, it helped me understand that technology is innovative. It keeps advancing throughout time. So, like, you can never really get stuck anywhere. It just keeps moving up throughout generations, and it's always going to be there. And it's very helpful. So, yeah, you can't go wrong with it.
You can't go wrong with it. Yeah, regardless what track you take. Clayton?
I went to Gabby because I got a couple letters in the mail when I went to Deer Lake. And that interested me or started off with my interest with computers. And then me and my dad started talking about it. And then he persuaded me to go to Gabby. And then once I got there, I just kind of, like, fell in love with, like, digital design, web design, just PC support networking, because that's where a lot of the jobs are right now. It's just the mm-hmm. job field is just growing with those. So that's why I went to Gabby.
And you share? Dorian's smiling. Nobody can see that, but share with us.
Okay.
What was the incentive for you to
participate? Whenever Gabby's IT program came to my middle school, like, at the time, I wasn't, like, interested in it, but, like, the more I learned about it, the more I became interested in it, so I thought it'd be, like, a cool opportunity. And as a freshman, when I got into it, like, the more I went, the more I wanted to get certified and, yeah.
Okay. So what's the process? Anybody in the Leon County school system can apply, or how does that work, Coach?
Yeah, about 6 or 7 years ago when we initially started it, Godby did not have school choice, and okay. so it was considered kind of a magnet school. Mm-hmm. So you did have to fill out the application, and then once approved, you could be accepted. Currently, right now, Godby does have school choice. Okay. So as long as you don't live in the Rickard Zone, because Rickard Zone has school choice as well, you could choose to come to Godby. Of course, we want to push the IT Academy as much as possible because, mm-hmm. again, you know, like Scotty was saying.
It's very unique.
Yeah, technology is ever advancing, and it's never stopped. So you kind of have to stay up on your game if you're going to keep up with what's mm-hmm. going on in the world and the career. So that's why we like, you know, having the IT Academy at Godby, is because it gives the students the industry standard certifications, and they can go, again, straight into the workforce or the military or universities.
And it puts Godby on the map.
Yeah, that's what we like to do.
Special.
We like to put Godby on the map.
That's what it's about. When you compare the program, the IT Academy that you're in now, how does it compare to the traditional track? I mean, how does it compare? Different? Are the classes different? How are the teachers different? You know, paint us a picture. I'm looking at you, Scotty, so I guess you're in the hot seat.
I guess, like, if you're taking, like, a video design, video editing class or a digital design class, you have, you can express yourself through, like, creativity. Mm-hmm. You're not just limited to what you have to learn, like, from history or math. It's not all about that. It's about you in these classes. So you get to show, like, put your palette on, like, how you are and who you are. So you get to express yourself through the things you make yourselves. It's, like, individualized. You don't have to – you have to be someone else that you're not. You just have to paint a picture and then start from where you want to go.
Now, Clayton, you agree, or do you have something that you may add to that?
I agree completely with that, because it just, like Scotty said, it lets you just be free with yourself. You can start wherever, then just build your way up. Like, you can start with, like, no skills and, like, a certain application and just build your way up until you get to, like, the best you can be. So,
what I hear you all saying, maybe even indirectly, is that there's a lot of hands-on. Am I hearing correctly?
Yes, you are very correct.
And that's something that's unique.
Yes.
I mean, you don't get that in the traditional, you know, track of high school. So just the hands-on is probably very appealing.
Yeah.
Very different. Okay. What about the teachers? Now, are the teachers different? You find that, how do they differ from the traditional teaching staff? And I'm asking you all this again because I think for our listening audience, they need to know. There may be someone out there who's really very interested in coming into this program. And so they probably need to know as much as we can give them about it. Elton.
Well, the teachers are different. In a way that they are professionals that already the field that you're trying to go into. So they have that passion. I mean, your math teacher may know math, but they may not, they don't see, like, you know, like where you can go from it. You know, understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think with my IT teachers, I've noticed that they take an extra step and extra passion with students because they're like, In your phase, they want to help you learn these programs and want to help you get where they're at because they can also see the drive. And I think that's what's different from most teachers, from my IT teachers.
What I hear is that there's more application. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah. Well, you know, again, our students still take the math. They still take the English and those traditional academic classes.
Of course,
and we, of course, have some great teachers in those areas as well.
Mm-hmm. But we're looking at IT.
Yeah, and the IT, you know, it again, when you say it's hands-on, it is. In the digital design track, they learn Adobe Photoshop, Adobe Illustrator, Adobe InDesign, Adobe Premiere. In the web design track, they learn Dreamweaver and Flash. They could use Fireworks or Photoshop along with that. In the PC support networking, you know, they get to open up the computers and see what a motherboard looks like. And so it is very hands-on. And the students have kind of helped create a lot of things themselves. One thing I do in my class is I strongly encourage my students to enter contests, local, regional, or state contests. And we usually perform pretty well in that. And a lot of the money that they earn from that, they get to keep money for themselves, which could be a gift card to Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
And then also they earn money for the school. So Elton and Clayton and Dryan, through the years, have basically helped us build our video editing department from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
And we now have a professional green screen. We've got professional lighting, so we teach them about triangular lighting, the key light, fill light, and the backlight.
Mm-hmm.
We just got, thanks to Michelle Bell, our new principal, we just got a brand new stock of Pure digital cameras, we have all kind of new toys to play with this year.
Now, earlier you had mentioned a new app that you wanted to share with us.
I would. I'd like to shout out Mr. Dustin Rivest.
Okay.
He is the owner and creator of App Innovators. He was a place kicker here in town at Lincoln High School and went on to college for FIU. So we've created a partnership with Dustin and App Innovators, and we are just about to launch in the next day or so the Godby High School app, which is free and can be downloaded on any iPhone or any Android. And we're really excited about that. We're the first school in Leon County to have that. We're the only school in Leon County to have that. And parents can download it. Students that are interested in the program can download it. And it's full of information. It connects all of our websites. And we're really, really, really excited about launching that app on the phones.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, we're really excited.
That says something. I wanted to talk a little bit about your daily routine, your schedule, so that folks get a feel for what it involves. Now, I know in addition you're going to have to take all the required courses that you need for graduation, but I just want to focus a little bit more on the IT component of your education. Can they, you said they can start in at freshman.
Correct.
But if they come in as a junior, will that give them enough time to complete what they need to complete?
We like for them to have at least 3 years of the program.
Okay.
We kind of call that what we call the course completion.
Okay.
So we prefer them to come in the ninth grade. 10th graders can come in.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, we like them to get we start them out with intro to IT.
Mm-hmm.
That's mostly the Microsoft Office package.
I'll ask you to hold your thoughts for a moment, and we'll come back to that. You're tuned in to 411 Teen. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll get right back at you. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen, a conversational forum for teens and other interested folks. I'm Dr. Liz Holyfield, and joining me again, I have Coach Chuck Kilburn, Scotty Pham, Clayton Barnes, Dorian English, and Elton Burgess. They are all from Godby High School, and they are talking about the IT information technology program. Coach, I had to interrupt you, and you were just getting into the curriculum. So would you continue? I know you talked about intro.
Yeah, first-year students, again, we prefer them to come in ninth grade. First-year students all take intro to information technology.
Okay.
That gives them a little feel of everything about IT. The concentration is mostly on the Microsoft Office package. The Microsoft Office suite, they have the ability to earn up to all five of the industry standard certifications by Microsoft Office. If they earn three, they get what's called the bundle. And if they get that bundle, any three of the five, they earn our school extra points for our school grade. And they also earn us extra funding that goes back into the classroom.
I'll talk a little bit more about this industry certification. What does that mean? What are the areas that they become certified in? And when one has that, what message does that send? What does that convey to possible employers?
I think it's fantastic. Again, I hate to date myself, but I graduated in 1989 at Bartow High School in Polk County.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I ever touched a computer was an AP art class, and it was a requirement to scan a picture for my AP art portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Then in college at FSU in 91-92 in the computer lab, I witnessed my very first email. And I was just amazed that my friend beside me was communicating back and forth with his friend in California.
Mm-hmm.
So nowadays, I think it's great that the students can come in ninth grade, earn possibly up to five certifications in Microsoft Office. Then they can pick their track. Again, they can earn industry standard certifications in Photoshop, Adobe Premiere, Flash, and Dreamweaver. And what that means is they get the same exact certifications that we adults get. It's okay. Not a student certification.
Okay.
And the cool thing for them is that they don't have to pay a penny. It's absolutely free for them. So we encourage our students to take as many certifications as they can. If you were an adult or you were in the professional field, you'd have to pay roughly about $175 per exam. And if you didn't quite pass it, you'd have to pay that again. So I think that's the great thing is it doesn't cost them a dime, and it gives them the same certifications that we teachers and professionals and professionals like yourself in the industry get.
So they can walk right in.
They can walk right in and get a job.
Wow, that's impressive. Was that an appeal for you all, or were you not even aware of that at the time you became involved?
Well, yeah. I mean, okay. You know, it's just a case. College didn't work out. I had something to fall back mm-hmm. on. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, not everyone has that.
Right.
That's the main thing. You go to every school in Leon County, they don't have an IT program like us.
That's why we're featuring you. Something very special.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. Does it have the opportunity, or is it even necessary to do a kind of individualized program? And I'm just asking. I mean, is everybody on basically the same track, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's like I said, each student that comes in their first year, they all take intro to IT. It kind of gives them a little taste for which track they want to
mm-hmm.
choose.
Okay.
And then depending on what they're interested in, again, they could go into the web design or they could go into the digital design. And then we like them to do at least 3 years for that program completion.
Okay. Yeah.
And that gives them the opportunity to earn the max amount of certifications before they graduate.
Now, what tracks are you all in? I'll start with you, Elton.
Because of the IT program, I realized my passion for filmmaking and video editing. I really love doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So my plan is to go to TCC because scholarship for 2 years and then transfer into a film school. Well, my ultimate goal is to become the first black director to win an Oscar. And I think the IT program is really kind of like what had me realize my passion for filmmaking
mm-hmm.
through video editing and working with cameras. And we made a film from the ground up, and we learned about that entire process.
Well, you know, FSU has an excellent program.
I agree. They have one of the best in the nation. And I, as my brother as well, that teaches in the neighboring county,
mm-hmm.
we have a desire to go to FSU film school. So maybe we can go to the film school at the same time and
mm-hmm.
experience it together.
Okay.
That would be something.
Yeah.
Elton's in the digital design track, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. Scotty.
Okay. Freshman year, besides intro to IT, I was signed up for programming and database. With that, you learn about, like, the different circuits on the motherboard of a computer. You open it up, and you see how it looks and how to put all the components together. And then we also worked with Microsoft Access. And at the end of the year, we were to take a certification test for that. And it's like an adult certification. Like, anyone can... Like, if you had that, you have a title, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have you have something to fall back on after high school, if things don't work out. And Access, it helps you manage everything, like, basically organize all your databases. It helps companies connect people together where, like, it's easy to find maybe some person in the database that they've had information on. Maybe they had to collect that information for some other project. And it's a good way to keep organized and to keep an organization running. Also helps with time management. You understand how to manage your time and how to find things quickly and not stumble on things that you shouldn't. Stumble on.
Well, that's important because time management is a key for being successful. Okay.
Why don't you guys go ahead and tell them what time is?
Time is money.
Time is money. That's right.
Yes.
Okay, so back when I entered IT in ninth grade, I took Intro to IT and PC Support Networking. And PC Support Networking is like how to deal with operating systems and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then when I got to 10th grade, I took web design, then I took digital design. And I was just deciding which like path I wanted to take. And even though I liked web design, I liked digital design more just because I could express myself more. So I started taking – so I took that path. Even though web design was still fun, I just took digital design. And then what digital design just helps me do is just – it helps me express myself and it helps me just – I guess it relieves stuff, like, off my mind because it's, like, it's a stress-free environment. It's very creative. It's all of that.
Very laid back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, you're graduating.
Yes, ma'am.
And what are your plans? Have you decided?
I have some opportunities to go to college for football, but I'm not sure what I would like to do yet because TCC offers a better education than some of the schools. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to decide that within the next couple of weeks.
So you have opportunities in football, and you have time to do football and be in IT?
Well, IT's during school.
I think that's important to hear, though. Mm-hmm. You know, just the fact that, you know, sometimes I think people, when you say IT, folks think of that's what you're doing 24/7. And that's the point I'm trying to make, and the fact that you aren't. And that you do have other areas that you are actively involved in. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dariah.
Okay. Well,
just take your time. You know, just take your time.
Well, before Dariah speaks, I think that's one great thing that you mentioned is that our students don't just take IT classes.
Yeah.
They're involved in everything across the board. Mm-hmm. Dariah plays on the softball team. Clayton plays on the state championship football team. They're in clubs and organizations. And so they're not just limited to IT. They don't just do that 24 hours a day. And Scotty plays soccer. So, again, we'll talk in a few minutes about our Technology Student Association.
Okay.
Elton was also on the soccer team.
Okay.
So basically everybody here is not only in IT, but they play sports and are in clubs and organizations as well.
Okay.
Well, I'm in digital design, and I took Intro to IT and web and digital media, but I think I like the design more because I like being creative and, like, expressing it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, folks can't see you, but she's the lone female here.
Okay. We're glad to have her.
Is that representative of the program? Is it usually like 3-1?
It is. We had a good broad range. We had another couple of young ladies that were going to come. Tellarissa Robinson, I'd like to shout her out because she did want to come. She had to work today. And also Caitlin Wilson just made it past the regionals for track. I don't think she's lost an event yet this year. And so this is kind of in the middle of her practice. She really, really, really wanted to come, but I told her to keep her eye on that gold medal, and that's what we think she's going to do. Coach Jesse Forbes is one of the best track coaches in the state, multiple team state championships and individual championships. He has a lot of our IT students on the team, but Caitlin and Tellarissa really did want to be here, and we would have had a 3-3, but they just couldn't make it.
So Godby sounds like it's really on the map.
We are on the map.
It's doing all kinds of things.
That's
and
right.
Again, 411 Teen salutes Godby. Godby High School overall in the IT program for a job well done. When you think about the program, you've all been in there a minimum of 2 to 3 years. What's been your favorite component of the program and why?
Well,
Scotty, I'm looking. You're sitting right across from me. Let's go.
Okay. Well, at Gabby, we used to have this teacher named Ms. Colson.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I've gotten to know her for 2 years, and I feel like she could be like a second mom to me. Like, she's always giving you life lectures, how life isn't always easy, but you just have to keep working at it and to get where you want to be. It was sad to see her leave because she got a promotion, but, like, we still keep in contact. I'm definitely inviting her to my graduation. Like, it's just if it wasn't for IT, I wouldn't have gotten to know Ms. Colson. I wouldn't have taken any of her classes. So I'm very fortunate to have met someone like her.
Yeah, that's great.
Consider her as like a second mom to me.
That's fantastic. Clayton.
Okay, well, what was the question again? I'm sorry.
Well, just when you think about the program, what's been your favorite component of it?
My component is how close, or my favorite component is how close the teachers can get to you. Is because they act as more of like mentors instead of teachers. Like they help you with life advice and they help you just really focus on what you want to do when you're older. Like Coach K's having all the level 3s and 4s build like portfolios so we can get a job out of high school in a digital design company.
Okay. Elton.
The characters you meet in the IT program. You meet a wide range of people in the IT program. I've met so many different personalities. Even in the TSA club with only like 13 people, there's so many different personalities that when we all got together, it was just a fun experience. The teachers are different. The students are different. It's just each class is like a TV show where it's not even like written. It's not written. Like you feel like you're in a TV show the way you meet so many people with one common goal, which is to learn these programs and to get further in their in the IT field. And when you have people who have the same passions as you and the same goals, and it's just fun.
Well, you all are really testimony for the program. Folks can't see you. Fortunately, I can see you here in the studio, but to the listening audience, they're very enthusiastic and they're having a good time. So that says something. Kudos to you, Coach.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Doing a great, great job.
I hope when Elton said different, he meant in a good way.
Yes, Scotty.
For those that you were wondering, I'm tall, not short. Just kidding.
What about you?
Well, my favorite part is like all the different.
Go ahead.
All the different people you get to meet, and the teachers, like, they're not normal. Well, not in a bad way, but like most teachers are like lecturers, and but these teachers are like there to help you and push you, like, get jobs. So I like that.
And again, that's something that I hear consistently from all of them, is the relationship with the teachers, that you have more of a mentoring, friendly, camaraderie type relationship, as opposed to often we think of teachers as very authoritarian and, you know, not being able to relate. So I think that says a lot about the program. Go right ahead.
I was going to say one great thing about Godby High School, whether you're in the IT Academy or not in the IT Academy, every teacher uses interactive Promethean boards. We have digital Elmos. Mm-hmm. So not just the teachers in the IT Academy, but our English teachers, our math teachers, our foreign language teachers, our elective teachers. If you take a tour of Godby High School and you walk into almost any classroom, you're going to see IT and technology in every classroom, even though they're not part of the IT Academy. So that's one great thing I love about Godby. It's the only school I've ever wanted to work at. It's the only high school I have worked at. I don't think I'm ever going to leave there.
Really?
But that's a great thing, you know. So we welcome people to come in and take a tour. And it doesn't matter if they're in the IT classrooms or the regular classrooms. They're going to see technology in any classroom they go to.
Elton, you wanted to say something?
I was going to add on and say it's very personal, the relationship with your teacher. Like in general population, the teachers are like going through the routine, you know, you can notice them swaying through the motions, and like some people get missed. But in IT, your teacher gets very personal, where you can pick up on certain traits like that they have.
Okay, well, that's great. That's right. You're tuned in to 411 Teen. We're going to take a break, but we'll return momentarily. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen, and this is a blast. I'm enjoying it immensely with students and coach from Godby High School. We've been talking about the IT program. There's several things I want to talk to you about, but first I want to know, how are students assessed?
Well, we do have a very heavily weighted honors curriculum, okay. So a lot of our students are in the honors or the AP classes. Okay. In classes like mine, you know, I always say my number one form of assessment is observation. And I like to set my teacher station in the back so I can see every commuter monitor. And that's to monitor to make sure they're doing the right thing. But also it gives me a chance to see what they're working on. And then we get to roam around the room. But we have traditional forms of assessments like quizzes and tests. In the production classes, you know, they're judged off whether they build the website correctly and it functions and the picture shows up. Mm-hmm. Do the computers work that they network together? Or, you know, again, one of the assessments I like is the competitions that the students enter. And, again, they have won us a lot of equipment and a lot of money. So that's something I'm really proud about.
Congratulations.
It not only gets our students' names out there, but it gets our school out there in the IT program. And, again, like I said, the students sitting around the table here have helped us build our video editing department basically from the ground up.
Now, Coach, when I called you to set up this program, you were away at some competition. Will you tell us about that?
Yeah, and I'm going to piggyback on what Elton said a little bit. When we had communicated, we were down in Orlando. We were at the TSA conference, which is the Technology Student Association. So this was our end-of-the-year assessment, since we're talking about assessments. Mm-hmm. We took 11 students down there, and it's officially called the Technology Student Association competition and conference. And it's the TSA chapters from all over the state of Florida. And there's a wide variety of competitions from extemporaneous speech to music production to on-demand video, digital video production. They even have fashion design. And so getting back to what Elton said, we did have a really wide range of students, and he was talking about characters. Okay. We had such a blast on that trip. And Mr. Vernon Chipman, who's one of our new students, Ms. Colson was one of the co-advisors of TSA. Mm-hmm. And then when she left and got a promotion, Mr. Chipman came on board, and so he got to go with us, and he really had a blast there as well, you know. So Elton went on the trip, Scotty went on the trip, so you know they can say a couple more things about that trip if they'd like.
Tell us about the trip. What did you like? And what did it involve? And give us a picture of what it was, Scotty.
Honestly, like there was like thousands of kids there, like our age in middle school. We all have a dress code that we should dress up. We were all in suits and ties. It was like a whole, the term is like, it's a whole geek convention, basically. Like, we're all wearing the same thing, but, like, we're all there entering these different competitions, showing that these different competitions involve some type of technology in there. Like, the world is using technology throughout every single thing, so we have to use it in these competitions to prove that it's been advancing throughout time. And the networking there is like beautiful because you meet these strangers and you develop these relationships that you would never imagine. And I met some friends from the trip. Mm-hmm. And we're still friends now, and they live like South Florida, and we still talk and everything. It's so amazing. And like sometimes even after the conference, I have withdrawals. Like, I don't feel like doing anything else besides TSA. Like, it was so amazing. I was introduced last year, my sophomore year, and I wish I would have known it in my freshman year too, because that would have given me more time. Mm-hmm. To be in this group and to meet all these different people. It's been an amazing experience.
But I guess you'll have one more year, right?
Yeah, and then I think I'm planning on being an alumni for TSA after high school.
Oh, now what does that involve?
These are people that's been in, that's experienced everything that we have. They're just like the mentors that overlook all these competitions, help us with everything that we might need help on. And they're always there, they're friendly, they're very nice. And they're just there to help you with everything. So I think it would be nice to see the new crowds coming in, seeing different projects and different competitions.
giving them a little words of wisdom, so to speak.
Yeah.
We got pretty lucky on the trip. They actually were having what's called Comic-Con and Mega-Con right mm-hmm. across the street, which was kind of new to me. But a lot of the Star Trek actors from the first show to the newer web episodes were there.
Really?
Chewbacca was there.
Oh, wow.
Captain James T. Kirk, but also a lot of the comic book illustrators that do the Avengers and mm-hmm. Spider-Man and Captain America. They actually got to meet and take pictures with Mr. Mark Bagley and Mike Perkins.
Oh, wow.
They were so awesome and friendly to our kids. Like I said, they took pictures. They autographed some of their illustrations for them. So each one of the students on the trip got personally signed illustrations from Mark Bagley and Mike Perkins. And you can Google their names, and you'll see how famous those guys are. So.
It's like all the nerds in Florida was in one place. You had a comic book convention and a TV.
Yeah.
But the thing about, I met Scotty at TSA last year. We joined TSA Club last year, and that's where I met him. We became friends through TSA, and
I love you, man.
I love you too, man. But the thing was, it was just like he said, it was amazing in the way that it puts the skills you learn through IT, mm-hmm. it puts you to the test. It puts those skills to the test in these competitions and like video editing competitions and on-demand video, all those skills I learned through IT. And I felt like TSA is the IT club, right?
Yeah, it's our, what we call our CTO, CTSO.
Okay.
It's our career and technical student run organization. If you kind of compare it to a FBLA or mm-hmm. a DECA or a student government mm-hmm. association, it's student run. We have advisors, but that's what we do is we advise. But we have a president who is Scotty. Our vice president's Elton. They run parliamentary procedures to keep us on task, just like you have to do on the radio show here. Bring up new business, old business. We keep minutes. And then they get to have fun and do all the things that they've been talking about so far.
It was amazing.
Yeah, really, it's impressive. Now, Clayton and Elton, both of you are graduating. When you look back on the program, I'd like to hear, what did you find as the most challenging component of this IT program?
The most challenging component would probably be, I guess, the learning curve, because the teachers expect you to be on task all the time, and then transitioning from middle school to where the teachers give you a lot of leniency. And then going into high school where the IT teachers are just, like, pushing you to do your best, I think that would probably be
it. Okay. All right. Elton, what about you?
The hardest part of IT?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the hardest part of IT is staying focused. I think IT gives you a lot of freedom, freedom, during class. We work on the computer a lot, and sometimes we're, like, supposed to design a certain thing. And I think it's difficult for us to, like, not to stray off and do our own thing, but to stay focused and learn the programs we're supposed to be learning. I think that was one of the hardest things, was keeping my focus on learning these certain applications.
Yeah, everybody's kind of nodding their head. Would you agree, even though I know you all are going to be around for another year, Scotty and Darian, right?
Yes.
But do you find that to be the same case for you as far as the challenging component?
Well, in ninth grade, when Ms. Colson, we had a routine, like daily routine, where when we walk into the door, we grab our books and we head straight to the computers. We would follow the steps on the book. It was about Microsoft Access and how to use the program. Basically, she would be there to advise us. She wouldn't be there to, like, teach us the things. We had to teach it ourselves. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it was challenging because we would get stuck. But, like, I think that's the best way to learning new skills yourselves, because you have to learn how to adjust to those situations where you get stuck. And then you learn how to solve those situations. So you find ways to better yourselves with the skills that you already have. You just need something to motivate you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, the thing about IT, it gives you independence. It gives you a lot of independence. Like, you do your own thing. You train your own, you train on the program by yourself. You don't have anyone hovering over you. You just have an advisor to check on your progress every once in a while. But it's up to you whether you you take in information or not. You're just going through the motions. And I think that that's something in the IT world, whether you're on your own, really.
Right.
You're doing your own thing. Like, as a designer, you have deadlines. And Coach Putt gives us deadlines that we have to make. And if we don't make them, we don't make a good grade. And you won't get paid in the real world. So I think the things that are difficult, like that was really hard in IT, is real world elements put into the learning environment so we could be familiar with it when we leave.
Hi. Yeah, like I wouldn't want to rely on Google to help solve all of my problems. So,
thank you for saying that,
Scotty. I would like to learn it myself. So it's nice to have that experience where you have to learn it yourself instead of having someone teach it to you, you know. Yeah, that's a good experience that we should have.
We have a wide variety of ways that we teach our curriculum. We have a partnership with Certiport, is where we take some of our practice exams and then our actual certification exams. We have a partnership with LearnKey, is a company that makes it's called Online Expert, and it's our distance learning program. So the students can log in, they have their own account, they can take a pretest. Watch videos, learning videos at their own pace, because we know not all students learn at the same pace. So I think that's some of the freedom that the students have been talking about. They get to get their hands dirty, like Scotty was saying, and do the work themselves and practice the labs. And then they take the post-test, and then, you know, after their scores are high enough on the practice test, that's when we sit them down for the real certification test. So it's mixed in with some distance learning. Scotty mentioned working through some of the certified books from Microsoft and Adobe. The teachers get up with the Promethean boards and the digital Elmo. So it's not the same thing every day. And again, I know I was bored in high school when the teacher would just lecture all day long. So I think the freedom that they're talking about and the independence that they're talking about is the wide variety in the ways that we learn in the program.
Darian, I didn't forget you. Now, when you you were like, oh, you do. You've been in the program for a couple years now. What has been the most challenging component of it for you?
I guess it was just challenging adjusting to, like they said, being, you know, more independent. But other than that, it wasn't really that, like, challenging for me.
Couple questions before I close. I'm a student. I'm thinking about going into the IT program. I'm not sure. What kinds of things would you say to potential students about the program? And I'll start with you, Darius.
Well, I think, like, it's overall it's fun, and it gives you opportunity to learn new things and get stuff that other students aren't able to get, like certifications and stuff.
Okay, so it sounds like you would say, yes, you need to become a student. Okay. Clayton?
I think it depends if you're right-brained or left-brained, because left-brained, you could go into, like, a different aspect of design. You can go into web design. You could learn how to code and stuff like that. If you're right-brained, you can learn how to use Photoshop, Illustrator, video editing. You can just do all that.
So it's for everyone.
Yeah, it's basically for everyone. It just depends what do you like to do.
I can tell Clayton listens in class about the right brain, left brain thing. We talk about that a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Scott.
You should join IT because of TSA. I'm still stuck on this. Like, I'm serious. This has changed my life. Yeah. Like Coach K always says, it's not a free vacation. You have to pull your own weight. You have to do these competitions and work with your other classmates to finish these. And we hope to place top three in the state for each category. This year, all 11 of us placed top 10 in the categories that we participated in out of, like, thousands of kids.
And congratulations.
We had some multiple top 10 finalists as well. So
great.
I would say join. I would say that what is there to really to lose? You have nothing to lose and a lot more to gain, because it gives you options when you leave high school. You don't have enough money for college. You have a career path. You can be a graphic designer. You can be hired at as a technician at a workplace. IT gives you so many tools for you to live life. I mean, to go out and find a job, regardless whether you have a college education or not, because you'd be certified in that field.
Wow.
And again, if people are interested in the IT Academy, like Scotty mentioned, Google, you can Google Godby and you'll find our information. You can call, you can come up and visit. Again, our new app is going to launch here in just a couple of days. That'll be free to download from iTunes. During the year, we do have shadowing days where students from middle schools and other schools can follow one of our students around for the day. We have middle school gaming days where the kids get to come up and play a variety of video games all day, and we give prizes to the winners. We have parent nights. So we have a lot of ways to reach to the community. So we're arms are open, so anybody can come in anytime they want.
Well, 411 team salutes you on a job. Well done. And to the graduating seniors, I wish you a lot of success in whatever you may pursue. To our listening audience, tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 team. This edition of 411 Teen was produced by Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Technical engineer, Evan Rossi. Audio copies are available, and if you would like to participate in 411 Teen or have topic suggestions, call 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. That's 1-800-829-8809. Extension 358. If you would like to subscribe to 411 Teen Podcast, log in wfsu.org.